Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. I had a discussion this past weekend with someone about the psychology of deadlines, about how much we need them and the different ways people react to them. The discussion started because I had received an email recently about a deadline for a somewhat complicated and involved project. On Thursday late afternoon, an email reminded me about a report that was due the next day. I had been working on compiling the information but wasn't finished. Data was available for the report, but not at all in one place. I had totally forgotten the deadline date, which was disturbing to me. So I dutifully worked on the report that night and sent a somewhat frantic email to the person waiting for the report saying I had a few holes that I wouldn't be able to fill for a couple of weeks. That evening, I spent some time beating myself up for not realizing this deadline was looming. It was not a good sign that I had let that deadline approach without realizing it. Early the next morning, we received an email saying, oops, the deadline was actually 2 weeks from now. Well, that certainly beats the alternative. Here are my feelings about deadlines. I need them. I love them, usually, and I'm very good about meeting them most of the time. I have a different project with a deadline of August 30th. It's an involved, complicated compilation of statistics as well. I have a love-hate relationship with the regular reminders. I appreciate them, and they make me nervous. My thought is, if you really wanted it earlier, then set a deadline earlier, but don't nag. It made me think about the deadlines that I set for other people. If I'm getting antsy at 3 p.m. for a project with a 5 p.m. deadline, maybe I should have set an earlier deadline. It's not late at 3 p.m. It's not late at 4:55 p.m. If I said 5, then I need to be comfortable with that time. What about missing deadlines? I interned for a mid-sized market television newsroom during college and loved the pressure of deadlines. In that setting, you made the deadline, period. It's disrespectful to other people involved in a project not to meet a hard deadline, and I've missed a few. Sometimes I have a mental block with a project. I find that to be true with the monthly newsletters I write for the chamber. There always seems to be 1 month every year or so I just can't get started or finish in a timely manner. The item moves to the bottom of my to-do list every day and then to the top of the next day's list, only to be the last task to even get started, if it gets started. I guess I fall into the category of I do my best work when I wait to the last minute to do it. That can't be true, but it feels like it. And yet, it feels great to finish something ahead of a deadline. Why don't I do that every time? This has been Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.